and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. A 14-year-old will be charged with murder in the latest school shooting, this time in the town of Winder, Georgia. Two students and two teachers were killed.
It don't feel real. I just can't believe my teacher, somebody that I see every day. It just don't feel real.
The election interference case against Donald Trump goes before a judge again today with a revised indictment. CBS's Robert Legarry has that.
It is now up to Judge Chutkan to decide how the case will move forward, and she's likely to offer glimpses as to when this could go to trial.
Jury selection begins today in Los Angeles in the federal tax trial of Hunter Biden. Analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
This judge has already demonstrated that he is not sympathetic to Hunter Biden. The judge instructed Biden's lawyers that they cannot argue that he ultimately paid the federal government what he owed in back taxes with interest.
Defense attorneys say he was in the throes of addiction that affected his judgment. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. President Biden talking about his efforts to lower health care and energy costs at a stop in Westby today. Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez says the results speak for themselves.
We in Wisconsin have had some of the lowest unemployment rates that we've ever had, with the most people working.
The president is hearing from people in blue wall battleground states this week about how they've benefited from the administration's Investing in America agenda. There's a new push to legalize medical marijuana in Wisconsin. Native American tribal leaders are behind what they call the Wisconsin Wellness Initiative. A bill in the state assembly to create state-run medical marijuana dispensaries died last session in the state senate. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Hunting season has begun, and Aspira says the most common injuries are caused by falling out of tree stands.
You're much more likely to get injured from a fall than you are from a gunshot wound.
That's Dr. Michael Clark, an MD, MPH, and EMS medical director with Aspirus Medevac. He said falls from over 10 feet tend to result in more severe injuries. Joseph Mulrooney is a recreation warden with the Wisconsin DNR. He said it's important to inspect your gear before you go out to hunt.
You don't want the first time getting your tree stand, the first time you're looking at your straps, looking at your equipment. So do it ahead of the season.
Following safety guidelines can significantly reduce the risk of injury and ensure a safe hunting season.
Straps are cheap, a broken leg isn't.
You can find more tips and resources at dnr.wisconsin.gov. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Scattered showers or a thunderstorm possible this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 64 today. Northwest wind at 5 to 15. 49 tonight, partly cloudy. Fall like 65 tomorrow, 66 Saturday, back to 73 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Melissa and James here with you. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. The danger of playing Marvin Gaye is that I just want to let the whole song play. I just want to...
It's a good song.
Mel and I got some great stuff lined up for you this hour, everybody. We're going to get into a little entertainment news in a bit. We also got for you a little later a study that found when rush hour is. And the top who, what, when, where, and why questions we have been Googling in August. All that coming up for you.
I don't know.
But along with that, we usually we are joined at 9 o'clock hour by friends from the Southwick County Humane Society with our Pet of the Week. Sarah's not here, though. I'm not sure. Okay. They are very busy over there. So
they
a million different things could have come up. But that does mean that Melissa and I get to pick the Pet of the Week. It's the rules. It's the rules.
It's rules. Yeah, we didn't make them.
Nope. We're just playing by them.
We follow the rules.
And I can't decide, Melissa. obviously, looking behind the curtain here, everybody, I expected Sarah to be here. She's not. I did not have, I have the pages all set up, but I didn't think about who I would pick for a pet or, you know, pet of the week or anything. And there's nothing but amazing animals here. I'm looking at all these great animals that you can see yourself right now at SWCHS.com. And I want to say Bear, who is a neutered mixed breed, large, about 44 pounds. He's about 2 years old, a beautiful white dog, just a very, very handsome dog. Oh, Cowboy. Melissa, Cowboy. He's just great.
Okay, you're picking dogs. I get to pick cats. Okay. I choose Breezy.
Oh, Breezy's great.
Yeah, she's a female domestic short-haired cat. She's about 2 years old and, of course, spayed and neutered. They say her color is brown, but she's got a white chest and white legs. She's so cute.
She's adorable.
Stripey tail.
I like Mr. Spaghetti, too, as far as the cats go. Mr. Spaghetti is a short hair mix.
Well, the name is fun.
It's a great name. You know what? If I got to pick, I'm picking Pudding. Pudding the dog, for me. Pudding is a three-year-old, medium-sized dog. He's black and white. Just has one of those, I mean, just amazing faces. And this is one of the most photogenic dogs I've ever seen in my life. The staff considers him to be a sweet boy who definitely loves to play. Needed some extra care due to a past hip and spinal injury. That just means that he's got more to love and probably not going to run away on you. so that might be an asset. That might be a pretty positive thing. It does look like he it plays well with others, and is just looking for a great home. These animals there's absolutely zero wrong with any of these animals. They just need the right fit. They just need the right situation.
That's very true. And what breaks my heart when I look through the website is the number of days that some of these pets have been at the shelter. Because it's not the ideal home for them. Breezy's been there 197 days. That's a long time to live in a cage.
Yeah, when we talk about this one, every time we do this subject, I have a flash of memories from the shelters that I've worked at, both in Illinois and in California. And it's one of the, like, mentally one of the hardest jobs I've ever done. Physically was not difficult. Wasn't even close.
But emotionally, because you want to take them all home with you.
I wanted every single animal, every single animal in that building. I wanted to take home, and it wasn't because I didn't think that there were good homes out there. It was because of everything you just said there, Melissa, about how long these animals stay in there. Keep in mind, we do this all the time. I included. We put human thoughts into animals. They don't think like us. And time is a lot faster for them, and for 10 days in a shelter for us is months for them.
Yeah, well, and time passes differently, like you say. I can speak from experience of having rescued a shelter cat, Kevin, whose tales will be coming soon as we get our show off the ground here. Kevin the cat, he saved our lives in some ways. You know, we talk about how, did I rescue you or did you rescue me? That having a shelter cat or a shelter dog or just an animal in your life, if you can have it, you know, that's also the thing. Yeah. People who live in certain situations can't have pets, and that's understandable. But if you have and you can, look into rescuing a shelter animal because they will bring joy to your life.
Yeah, there are a few things that not only you're going to feel so good, doing something like this and being a part of something like this and helping out your community, the Humane Society, but then you get home. You get a couple of days in, a couple of weeks in, you start getting comfortable, and you start to realize, wait, this is something that is an everyday thing. It gives every day. This animal, this cat, this dog, whatever it might be, has got nothing but love to give. And I get to receive all of that. It's a gift. And there is few things in life that feel like the connection you can have with one of these animals. I do also want to mention that the 5K9 coming up Saturday, September 28th with the Humane Society is going to be taking place starting at 8 a.m. at Lake Wasicha, Red Sands Beach. Be sure to mark that on your calendars and get ready for it. We'll be hyping it up and talking about it as we get closer to it.
Don't have a lot of fundraisers, so... If you can be there, join in.
Our Humane Society is also always in need of supplies. So if you were picking up dog food or cat litter or something like that, you can pick up an extra bag or extra can or something. Reach out to them and drop it off.
Mm-hmm.
All that Absolutely. Stuff goes so much farther than we can really work. Oh, my God, squirrel. Oh, squirrel. There's a dog named Squirrel, Melissa, and he's awesome.
What?
He has a dog named Squirrel, and he looks like a husky with a brown coat. I don't think I've seen a husky with a brown coat like this. Oh, Mel, you take over. I'm going to look at Squirrel here.
Well, I was looking at Long, Tall, Short.
Oh, yeah.
Which was such a great name.
Such a good name.
Long, Tall, Shorty.
Such a good name.
A 9-year-old black and white cat. Oh, if I could take him home with me, I would.
Oh. Enjoy the next hour of Melissa and I just looking at
just
animals
looking
we
at
can't
animals.
Have. Because we could do this the whole hour.
Yeah, we probably could.
And they
do a great job of giving them descriptive names, too, which I think is fun.
Yeah. We are very fortunate. Not every community has a Humane Society as strong, as good, and as well-run as ours. Support our Humane Society. Support the Humane Societies wherever you're listening to us, everybody. Help them do the vital work that they are doing in their communities. You can do that with our local one here by reaching out to them, emailing them, swchs@swchs.com. Give them a call, 715-423-0505. That's 423-0505. Be sure to follow them on Facebook. It's a great way to keep up to date on what they're doing. And also, you can direct message them, especially if you are looking to find out more, volunteering, doing dog walking, or even just simple supplies you can pick up.
Mm-hmm. And if you head to their website, you can actually fill out their volunteer application right there on their website to get you cleared to be able to, because you have to pass a standard background check. You have to be 18 years or older. So there's certain things you have to also agree to be a volunteer. But fill out their application right there and then head in and walk some dogs or spend some time with the kitties.
Yeah. Any chance you could do that, go for it, everybody. I am going to go ahead and apply for a home so that I can apply for adopting Squirrel. that's what I'm doing during the commercial break.
You can get that done in under a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to reach out to Coldwell Banker, see what I can do. I just need a home so I can get a dog. That's it. Yeah. That's all I care about now. That's my only goal in life right now is to get a dog. to get Squirrel in particular. This dog is so cool. Squirrel. would it be confusing if he squirrel? Squirrel, like a bunch of squirrels show up. I don't know.
Yeah, it could be.
Visit our friends at the Humane Society, and you can find out more about squirrel or a tick or any of these amazing animals. I'm sorry, Melissa. Pudding was it? Who did you say before? Who was the animal? The cat you chose?
Long, Tall, Shorty.
Yeah.
Breezy.
Yeah, Breezy. That's it. Breezy. Yeah. Any of them. All these great animals at swchs.com. swchs.com. Be listening next Thursday for another Pet of the Week from our friends at the South County Humane Society. Mel and I will be back with more fun on the morning show here at WFHR 97.5 FM 1320 AM locally grown radio.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. Vice President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by a Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Inc.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, Doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win!
Join our advertising family on WFHR and WIRI and see how radio can help improve awareness, revenue, and staffing for your business. I'm Ashley, and it's my mission to help our area businesses thrive. Call me today, 715-496-0710.
Scattered showers or a thunderstorm possible this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 64 today. Northwest wind at 5 to 15. 49 tonight, partly cloudy. Fall-like 65 tomorrow, 66 Saturday, back to 73 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa and James hanging out with you. Little Big Head Todd and the Monsters to play us in. God, I love this song. That's a good one. Nicely done, Seth. Let's dive into a little bit of entertainment news, Mel.
All right.
Legendary, and this is interesting, coming up on what would have been Freddie Mercury's birthday today. Queen guitarist Brian May shared he recently suffered a minor stroke, but no fear, he's doing okay and can still play, actually. Which is amazing. Brian says, quote, "All of a sudden, out of the blue, I didn't have control over my left arm, so it was a little scary, I have to say." He's on restrictions for now while he recovers. He's not allowed to drive, to get on a plane, or do anything that will elevate his heart rate. And before you send Brian well wishes, don't worry. He says he doesn't want sympathy from fans. Quote, "Please don't do that because it'll clutter my inbox, and I hate that."
Okay.
And he also goes on to say there are a lot of people out there that are really struggling, and you should, you know, use your empathy for them, which I think is very cool of him. But I think you could do both. I think we all have enough empathy in us to.
Well, and there's a lot of power in good thoughts. So you can send him good thoughts.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You don't have to actually, like, physically email him.
Which, you know, I mean, for what it's worth and everything, I don't see the harm in doing, you know, in emailing him if you want to or anything. I feel like...
Except this that he asked you not to.
Well, I do feel like it's also a little British humor. Like a little, like, you know, a little bit of that. To be fair, you know, I've got a couple of British people I've known and am friends with over my life, and they'll be the first to admit it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell sometimes when they're being serious or just deadpanning.
Yeah.
This is a good topic to hear, you know, him doing better, mm-hmm. I should say.
Yeah.
Also wanted to get to this story, Melissa. I really find this one quite interesting. Believe it or not, there are a few stand-up people in Hollywood. I think that might be a little surprising to some people out there, but actually there are, you know, more good than bad.
And it depends on where you get your news from, what you're going to hear.
Yeah. I've mentioned many times that I find it low-hanging fruit with the people that talk about relationships or these things. You and I just talked about this the other day. Mm-hmm. I do think, though, that there is an avenue for certain conversations, and this is one of them. Jeff Bridges is, you know, the dude. He's one of those most likable and recognizable actors from a reputable Hollywood family. The Bridges have entertained us for years. And Jeff Bridges is one of those guys that just has good vibes with almost any group of people out there. He's one of those few gray areas that, you know, you're going to find people from all different walks of life that enjoy Jeff Bridges. Mm-hmm. And get prepared to like him even more. Jeff is 24 years older than Winona Ryder. And Winona Ryder remembers auditioning for the 93 movie Fearless with Jeff, and they were supposed to kiss. Well, again, Jeff is older than Winona, and at the time, mm-hmm. he was in his early 40s, and she was in her early 20s, and he was not cool with this. Winona says, quote, "Jeff Bridges, who I love, wouldn't kiss me because I was too young. He kissed my forehead, and he's like, mm-hmm. you're like my daughter's age. And I was like, no. And so this was not going to work. And it is so rare. Right now, there is a Hollywood movie being made that has this dynamic of a man being 20-some years older than a woman. And I don't think there's an age limit on love or anything like that. And I'm not necessarily talking about that. What I'm talking about is what Hollywood and what movie studios produce and put out there as the supposed norm or what they think should be the norm or any of these things. When what people are really wanting is reality.
Yeah,
they want real. They want realistic. More and more, no matter what the genre, that's what they're looking for. For every person that enjoys and loves those Hallmark movies, there is somebody out there that is a little tired of boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back. there's some of these things that are just tired. And one of the most tired things that I hear, not just from people, but actors, is this dynamic. And it's men, it's women. I don't hear anybody, at least granted, I don't know every SAG member and I'm not a big name or anything, but I talk to a lot of people over 20 years in this business and not a darn one of them are comfortable with this. I know a couple of successful actors that are in situations like this in auditions all the time, and they have lost work because they are, quote, not committed to the role when all they want to do is not seem like a creep.
Right.
You know, it's understandable. I mean, I've always respected and loved Jeff Bridges. I think he's one of our more classy and well-crafted actors. This is a guy who's always worked at his craft. This is above and beyond to me.
Mm-hmm. And I think that, you know, a lot of times we need to change the narrative. If you look at historically what has happened to women over history of, I'm going to sell my daughter off for 30 camels to this rich guy who's 20, 30 years older than her because I get to do that as her dad. You know, that was the mentality 100, 200 years ago. And we need to stop perpetuating some of those mindsets are still in place in this day and age, which is really disturbing. And for Hollywood to perpetuate that is not okay.
Yeah. The way things get normalized is by them being in our media a lot. And
yeah, in front of our face, what we take in.
And you know, we don't have a ton of choice, per se, on some of those things. Well, I don't think I've ever actually said per se in an actual conversation. but it's stuff that, if they want to get this right, if they really, they're so scared. Everything is about IP and about making sure that you make your money back on these movies and everything. If you really want to reach people and really want a secure bet, do more real. At least American audiences have been telling you this since GoldenEye. Like James Bond, the series of James Bond was dying. That movie franchise was dying. They tried like heck to get Pierce Brosnan on. They couldn't get him when he was younger. They finally get Pierce Brosnan on. But he's like, I'm not doing the same old Bond. We got to do something different. And in GoldenEye, you see something you've never seen before. James Bond take a punch. James Bond on the ground, not just in a contraption, but actually getting beat up, actually losing a fight. And audiences loved it. They drove to it. It rebirthed the franchise. It's the reason that they're casting a new James Bond right now. They told you this. Superhero movies. Nobody was looking for the old Superman movies at Christopher Reeve. I love those movies, but that was for a different era. When they started to come was when they saw Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man and saw his flaws.
saw that he wasn't perfect and he wasn't playing the character perfect. That's what started to bring people in. You need real. You need to get as close to that line of real. I think most people understand that you're watching a movie. You're not necessarily going to get complete reality. But if you really, you got to get as close to that line as you can if you really want to bring audiences in. Otherwise, you're just going to keep struggling to bring people in and doing it with low-hanging fruit like, oh, so-and-so's dating who and who and all these kind of things.
Mm-hmm. And then also portraying women as real people as well. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, we're women from our whole lives, and women age, and aging is beautiful.
Agreed. Ask Helen Mirren. that woman is beautiful inside and out, and her maybe the greatest actor there is right now. One of the courses I took over at UCLA was about this subject, and talking about one of the things that you can that to look for in TV shows, movies, when you see two female characters on screen, are they talking about a guy? Are they talking about a relationship? Are they talking about a man or anything? Or are they just talking? Just two human beings talking to each other. It's one of the quickest ways to see, one, if a movie is written by nothing but men. But also, like, it's an interesting, like, I don't want to say game to play, but note to have in your head of, oh, wow, they really don't write for women. Because half the time when they do these things, it's all like you've got, oh, sure, you got three women on screen, or you've got a movie that's got three women leads. That's great. What's the movie about? Ex-husband. You know, something like that. It's always about, it comes back to a man. It comes back to a guy. Like, obviously, that is context and that is storytelling. And there's some stories out there like that. But not every movie starring a woman has to be about a guy.
Yeah. Well, and the important thing, too, is to be telling stories from the right perspective. Like you said, women writers writing stories for women. Black authors writing stories for black people. Asian, you know, all of that needs to be included in our literature, in our arts, because we don't all have the same perspective or the same life experience. And telling those stories from those life experiences and then reading them, you know, that helps you broaden your horizons and help understand other people and where they're coming from and have empathy for someone else's struggle.
Whether it was in the Conan's writing room, or it was in some of the writing rooms I've been able to be fortunate on some independent films or anything like that, right now in Hollywood, in Amsterdam, in Paris, all over the world where they are making movies and TV shows, right now they are all trying to do one thing. They're all trying to do the same thing. What's something nobody's done? Let's do something original. I got a great idea. Let's tell a story that nobody's ever told before. Something original. Okay, go. And everything's been done under the sun. Except, I don't know, maybe telling these stories. Like, we need more of this. Absolutely, Melissa. 100% what you said. I want them all to star Winona Ryder. That's just a personal choice. As we're wrapping up the segment here, Melissa, I got a fun one. It's been 50 years since these movies came out.
Oh boy.
The perception of time is crazy. Time is a flat circle. It just doesn't matter. It's already been 50 years since 1974, which was a pretty busy year for movies. And here are 21 films that turned 50 this year in chronological order, but we're not going to go through all 21 of them because we only have a couple minutes before the break. But we go back to Blazing Saddles, February 7th in 1974. Yeah. That's over 50
Classic.
Years old now. Oh God, Gene Wilder in that movie. God, I love that movie. Chinatown, one of the most classic, like, detective stories you'll ever see. One of Jack Nicholson's greatest performances. That came out June 20th in 1974.
Wow.
Death Wish, starring the great Pierce Brosnan, one of our greater action stars, 1924. My favorite, I think maybe my second or my favorite movie to watch with my dad when I was a kid, and my favorite Burt Reynolds movie, The Longest Yard, August 30th, 1974. It's a classic. It's such a good movie, Melissa. Lenny came out November 10th. A Murder on the Orient Express, November 24th in 1974. Ooh. Wow. The Godfather Part II came out on December 12th in 1974. It's amazing to think that. Wow.
I didn't realize that. I guess I didn't think those movies were made in the 70s.
Yeah,
shows you what I know.
And Young Frankenstein, December 15th.
Rolling, rolling, rolling in the hay.
It's
So good. That is a great impression, Melissa. Gosh, you got to bring that out more.
No matter what happens, no matter what you hear, do not open this door. No matter what, do not open this door. Open the door. Open the door. For the love of God, open the door. Don't you know a joke when you hear one? Open the door.
So many good lines from that movie. Frau Blücher.
When you're blue, without to do them.
It's the greatest.
Okay, move on.
Blazing Saddles and Young Frankenstein came out in the same year. My God, Mel
Way
Brooks
go,
is
Mel
the
Brooks.
Greatest. The genius. Yeah. Mel Brooks, genius. We'll get to our news and sports break here. We'll take care of our partners. And a little fun thing we got coming up, a slice of Wisconsin with Civic Media's own Terry Barr. And I highlight that because in about an hour or so, Terry Barr is going to join Seth and I for Director's Cut. We're going to record a session with her, part of our Civic series.
Awesome.
I'm just very excited about that, and I want to promote Terry and that, and one of the best voices in radio, Terry. We're looking forward to that. Be on the lookout for that Director's Cut. It's coming up real soon, everybody. And yeah, I actually had a really good conversation with a listener the other day. They asked, you know, when can I hear your guys' promotions? Because our station and our programming, we kind of are self-promoted. We kind of do a lot of our promoting. So it's important to be able to cover these different things. And this listener, Melissa, actually asked me about, hey, what's that show that you're doing with Melissa? I'm like, oh, well, Melissa's doing this show called Community Stories, and it's going to be coming up very soon. We're very excited about it. It'll be featured on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 5 to 6. And we're really, really excited about that show. And so while we don't talk about it every 5 seconds, I do want people to be on the lookout for that show.
I think about it every 5 seconds. Okay, so.
Melissa's got that covered. She's got that covered.
There's a lot of work going on behind the scenes just to as James likes to do, pull back the curtain. Made some progress with our legal counsel on several things, and then also some of the artwork that is going to be included for the podcast. I'm getting some drawings done of Kevin.
Oh, God, that's awesome.
Kevin the Cat.
That's so great. We believe in around here, and just as importantly, our ownership believes, we believe in doing things right, not fast. And that's something that we need more of in journalism, and we need more of in all mediums. So I'm proud of that.
And can you just tell my brain that?
Because, yeah, they'll keep reminding you of.
It's driving me crazy.
I will send you daily texts. keep in mind.
Don't fill up my inbox.
No. Right. I don't want to do that. We'll be back with more fun here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR. We are locally grown radio.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Friday night's Packer game can only be seen on NBC's Peacock streaming app for the most part. That is, if you don't live in Green Bay or Milwaukee, where you can watch it on your local NBC affiliate. The Packers take on the Philadelphia Eagles in Sao Paulo, Brazil. The Better Business Bureau is warning about bad actors impersonating political campaigns, polls, and nonprofits pressuring you for personal information.
If you do fall victim to a scam and end up giving them money or information, you can contact the FTC or the Attorney General's office. Those can be great resources to do something about it.
Meredith Radford says legitimate campaigns and pollsters won't ask for Social Security numbers or bank account information. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties kicks off their 2024 campaign. It'll run through October 31st. There are multiple ways to participate. They have their $1,000 sweepstakes again this year. You can join in your workplace campaign, eat at McDonald's on September 25th, or volunteer on the Day of Caring on October 26th. You can find out more at uwswac.org. Children across Wisconsin are back in school this week. Wisconsin law enforcement agencies are asking drivers to keep those children in mind by being alert and cautious, putting down the phone, obeying posted speed limits, and sharing the road with young pedestrians. According to research by the National Safety Council, most of the children who lose their lives in school bus-related incidents are 4 to 7 years old, and they're walking. Be sure to watch for students crossing the road. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The NFL season begins tonight. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Tonight, the Baltimore Ravens and the Kansas City Chiefs kick off the season. Tomorrow night, it'll be the Green Bay Packers versus the Philadelphia Eagles. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that the team's focus has been on their opponent and not the travel.
Obviously, leaning on our experts here in terms of what are the best practices, what do you need to do from hydrating to eating meals to the recovery. These guys have researched and talked to a lot of people, and I feel really confident with our plan and what we're going to do. And, you know, the circumstances are the circumstances, but it's the same for both teams.
Kickoff for the Packers and Eagles is after 7 p.m. tomorrow night. For the third time in four games, the Milwaukee Brewers had to play a game in extra innings, and in all three of those games, including last night, the Brewers lost. The St. Louis Cardinals took the game in 10 innings with a 3-2 win. The Brewers are off today before playing a three-game home series against Colorado this weekend. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cusco with Civic Media Sports.
The kids are heading back to class, but when the subject is school, we have to talk about the first kindergarten started in Wisconsin. Marguerite Schurz created what is known as America's First Kindergarten in 1856, teaching a small class at her family's home in Watertown. It's about 50 miles west, northwest of Milwaukee. So can you guess, when did kindergarten become part of the state's public school system? The answer coming up. Schurz learned about kindergarten in Germany, where the idea was common. It wasn't in America, and her class grew so quickly, she had to move to a bigger space. Today, the building remains as a Watertown museum. So did you guess when kindergarten became part of the public school system in the state? It was 1898. But 42 years prior, the Schurz School started it all, making this a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
They produced yacht rock hits that defined an era. It's Ambrosia.
Your biggest part of me.
With special guest John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Tickets on sale now through Ticketmaster. Soft rock that rocked the yacht. It's Ambrosia and John Ford Coley. October 12th at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Must be 21 to attend concert.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Pat Kreitlow.
Friday morning, we'll talk about the Green Bay Packers opening their season tonight in South America on a streaming service. We'll help make sure you can tune in.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Scattered showers or a thunderstorm possible this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 64 today. Northwest wind at 5 to 15. 49 tonight, partly cloudy. Fall-like 65 tomorrow, 66 Saturday, back to 73 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp 62.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a good one.
Don't go breaking my heart. I couldn't if I tried.
We got a fun topic to dive into, but before we do, I want to send a big shout out to our friends at the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Okay.
We were recently joined on Midday Magazine after many, many years of missing our friends at the Farmer's Almanac. They joined us again here at WFHR, and we got to talk to Carol. She is an amazing human being, also the editor-in-chief over there at the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Oh, cool.
And we had a great time on-air, off-air. Carol's going to join us again in February to talk about their gardening magazine that they have coming out through the Old Farmer's Almanac. And she was kind enough to send us a bunch of copies of the 2025 Old Farmer's Almanac.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you got a copy sitting here, Mel. We got some for everybody, the whole staff. I am just looking through it right now and not only getting hit by nostalgia, but a lot of really cool information. They do such an amazing job on these things.
Yeah, love it.
And I love looking at the local stuff, Melissa, but I've already bookmarked the Appalachians. I want to look into this and see what the weather and what it's like. I find weather interesting, and I find these books very interesting, and it's nice to have a book in my hand and read. There's something old school to me about that. If you'd like a preview of the Old Farmer's Almanac and to learn more about them, encourage you to go to civicmedia.us, look under shows, under Midday Magazine, and check out that amazing interview. Carol did an amazing job. She's awesome.
Fun.
I want to get into this one, Rush Hour. This could be good news or bad news, depending on when you head off to work. A study found rush hour is evolving. There aren't as many cars on the road pre-9 a.m. anymore because traffic is getting more spaced out. But in a lot of cities, that means there's a kind of mini rush hour all day long. The report found that midday rush hour is worse than ever. There are almost as many cars on the road as at noon as there are at 9 a.m. and 5 p.m. It's been the general trend since COVID hit and flexible hybrid schedules became a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You'd think spreading it out might mean that there never be a rush hour. But yeah. Another report found public transportation never fully rebounded after the pandemic, so there just are more cars on the road.
Right, with one person in them.
Mm. The traffic analysts behind the report said that there's, quote, less of a morning commute, less of an evening commute, and much more afternoon activity now. Mm-hmm. And maybe get used to it. He called it the new normal.
Okay.
I am so tired of the phrase new normal. I understand the terminology. I understand that it's necessary. Sometimes it's the only way to word something. But man, that's a term I'm just really tired of.
We live in an ever-changing society. Just embrace the chaos.
Yeah, yeah. That's all it is, really. Is entropy. Entropy is your new cologne. It's your new perfume. It is life. But. When it comes to these kind of things, I don't like to bark. I like to bark and try to come up with solutions. And I do think that it's an issue. I do think it's something we need to pay attention to, whether it's the emissions we're putting out there, or it's traffic accidents, or it's any a number of things. This is not a good thing. We talk about work, our relationship with work that we have as Americans, is there something to be said for getting people back to the office more or less? These are all things that I think are worth talking about and really need to be, because another word that I know we're all sick of, pandemic, but we need to learn from that. And adjust from that and get used to, yes, the new normal.
You said it.
I said it.
Well, this probably affects us less being here in Wisconsin Rapids than, some place like Chicago or even, Milwaukee or Madison. But we have our own rush hour times.
Mm-hmm.
Typically, they revolve around when school starts and lets out.
Or trains.
Or trains, yes. Let's not talk about trains.
Right, right.
But I think it is definitely worthwhile talking about the school times when they let out because of the importance of safety of our kids.
100%.
And keeping our children safe.
So there's a couple of important things that are happening, not just in our rural community of Wisconsin Rapids, but surrounding communities and communities around the country. One, the need for public transportation. Do we need a bus line here? Do we need an Amtrak coming through here or at least coming closer to here? I think those are important conversations.
Do we need bridges for our trains?
That was, oh my God, we're so on the same page. That is exactly what I was going to say next. Because I think that I would listen to anybody. I'm not going to die on this hill as far. I think that we do need public transportation here in Rapids. I think we need it more in more rural communities. Not only would it create jobs, but I think that it would get less cars. I know it would get less cars on the road. That's the science of it. I do think
it would also get more people to work. because sometimes that's a barrier that people have to being able to hold down a job is reliable transportation.
Yeah, I think those are things that are vital. But I think just as important, if not more important, is the idea of building a bridge over train tracks and some of that. I think that that's, again, that's proven science that works, that speeds things up, that creates less opportunities for emergency vehicles to not be able to get through. And they know this not far from us in Stevens Point, where they have this. They don't only have this because they have blockage of trains and stuff, too. But they have it in their downtown area, I believe right by Belts over there, they have this. And it works.
The road goes under the train tracks.
We need more of that. We should have been doing that all along. Like we should have never had it this way.
Well, you know what, James? We stopped investing in our infrastructure. When was it? The 80s in this country?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, maybe we need to really look at that and look at the funding for that and have it not being held up by certain people with an agenda.
One thing I really appreciate is when you have a presidency and you can actually physically and literally see that they have done work. That this this current administration, what they have done and what they have accomplished. And in my lifetime, that has not been more evident with most. And I've voted for in this every presidential campaign since I was 18, and I don't have a party. I make that very clear. But I have never seen what has happened in the Biden administration when it comes to infrastructure. Biden understood that infrastructure is not sexy, and a lot of people don't. It's not going to get you elected. But it was almost the first thing he did, first day in office, first hour in office, was sign the infrastructure bill. And look around your community, wherever you are listening to us. Melissa and I got to travel a lot this summer. We got to, whether it was the WBAs or the most recent fair, and go to a lot of different towns. And in every community I have been in, I have seen not only construction orange cone season, I'm seeing serious work getting done.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can physically see it.
Our governor has also been, you know, taking the lead with that too, his pothole patrol and parade and yes, none of us like road construction, none of us, but it's necessary. Roads break down. roads deteriorate when we drive on them. It's inevitable. So they have to be fixed. But we need to have the time and the attention and the funds going into that. And for all of the people who voted against it and are now taking credit for the things happening in their constituaries. Mm. Is that the word?
Yeah.
You know, look at that too.
Mm-hmm.
Pay attention to that.
Yeah. It's just, you know, with your eyes open, your ears open and listening and your brain engaged, you can make a strong vote and help keep freedom going.
And make sure that you are registered to vote.
Make it sure. Make sure.
Myvote.wi.gov.
Get there right now. Go do it. We'll wait. Just waiting. How you doing, Mel?
Why don't we check in with our partners?
Yeah, let's do that. And we'll come back and wrap up the show. It's a morning show on WFHR.
To everyone making time for life's best moments, let our team member Sandy share how Culver's is serving up celebration by the scoop.
Our rich and creamy fresh frozen custard makes every day a little bit sweeter. Enjoying a handcrafted treat with all the ooey gooey toppings you love, now that's worth celebrating.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a sweet treat to make every moment count.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my community and those I care about safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a quick money-saving tip on some car maintenance that almost anybody can do. When I take my car in for routine service, they want to charge me for changing my car's cabin air filter. It costs maybe $50 plus parts, sometimes even more. But this one is pretty easy to do yourself in most cases. Just search YouTube for the make and model of your car and the words cabin air filter. There's videos that'll walk you through changing it. In a lot of cars, the cabin air filter is behind the glove box, so you don't even have to go under the hood. It takes no tools and 5 minutes to change it, even if you go slow. They cost about $30 or less on Amazon or at some local auto parts store. I think it's worth a shot to save $50 or more. And look, if everything goes sideways somehow, this won't hurt or stop your car from running if you have to go for help. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Scattered showers or a thunderstorm possible this morning, becoming partly cloudy this afternoon with a high of 64 today, northwest wind at 5 to 15, 49 tonight, partly cloudy, fall-like 65 tomorrow, 66 Saturday, back to 73 on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Welcome back, everybody. Morning show at WFHR.
I'm coming home, baby, now. I'm coming home now right away.
Melissa and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great Thursday out there. We're going to take you right to the top of the hour. Get into our schedule, get into some local events that are going on, some good stories of the day, all that to wrap up the hour. Looking forward to it. But first, we got to get into this one. And this may be a right story, maybe not. Everyone has probably seen the TV show Extreme Hoarders, or at least heard about it. But according to a new survey, a lot of Americans dabble in hoarding to some degree. Half of us say we have at least one room in our home that's unsalvageable due to the clutter. Unfortunately, that day, they didn't ask which room that was or if you know what they mean by that. But 34% of people say that their home feels cramped, and 55% of people wish that they didn't have to get rid of stuff to have enough space. Hmm. And the average person wishes they had three more rooms in their home. People with hoarding tendencies were asked which things they were the hardest to purge, and the list includes clothes, kitchen equipment, hobby items, shoes, furniture, seasonal decor, memorabilia, random one-off items, and books.
Yeah, I feel all of that. But James, it's a perfectly good box. I might need it.
I completely understand, Melissa, because I'm still hanging on to that remote that might need to be used for that TV that I haven't had for 10 years. I've got a lot of things like this that my parents have in their house, mm-hmm. And now this is something, and there's a couple layers to this, obviously, with mental health when it comes to hoarding. That is noteworthy, and that is something right. that should be mentioned. There's also something to be said for people similar to my parents that grew up poor, that didn't have a house until later in life. And once they got a home and they were actually able to have stuff, oh, did they go big? we're not talking like expensive items or anything, just items, just having, being able to have things and being able
to. Sometimes, you know, like having something useful that you don't want to just throw away because it has a use. It could be used for something later. I hang on to a lot of stuff like that because I'm a crafter and I'm an artist and I make stuff. So yeah, that block of wood, don't get rid of that. Mm-hmm. That's useful.
Mm-hmm. This happened the other day. My dad and I were working around the house, and my parents have talked about leaving the house to me. And where my dad in the garage and in the basement has, I don't know how I can word this, so much wood. So much wood. 4x4s, 2x5s, 9x4s. I mean, any measurement you can think of a block of wood, my father has it. And we're looking at all this, and it's been up there for 10, 15 years, some of these pieces. And he looks up at it, and he looks at me, and he's like, good luck. He's like, that's your problem. I mean, you collect stuff. It happens.
So wait, before you move on from that, James, what I'm hearing there is when I'm ready to build the shelves in my shed, I should come over and talk to your dad, and we can barter about the wood in the shed.
Melissa, this whole topic has been for that. That's the only reason I even brought this up. Please come over and take some of this wood. Please. I hope that this also does create a little empathy for hoarders and people that struggle with this or other mental health issues, because so many of us are right there, right at the borderline of this.
Well, and it's not always things that you're choosing to hoard. For instance, I have a lot, and I mean a lot, of yarn and equipment and totes of stuff left over from my mom's weaving and knitting shop that I just, you know, there's an emotional tie there and connection. And there's also the, it's useful stuff.
Yeah.
But the mental effort that it will take for me to either get rid of it, sell it, decide what, even just deciding what to do with it. Mm-hmm. So yes, James, I have an entire room in my apartment where I just close the door.
Yeah,
because that's what doors are for.
We love your doors.
Thank you for doing your job.
Thank you for shutting out reality.
And I could just ignore it for another 7 years.
Just a little while.
Give us
a little time. Just a little bit of time.
But if you're a weaver in the area and you want to reach out to me because you need some cone yarn, please do so.
Please do so. And if you need any wood, please reach out to me. We would love to
wood
have.
And cone yarn. We got you covered.
We are
you
your one.
Open a store, James.
I was just going to say, we got a whole other business model. We got a side hustle now.
Okay.
It is going to be.
Civic will mind if we just put up a shack beside the studio?
Let's find out. We have to get to our scheduled some good stories of the day. We got a jam-packed day lined up for you. Join us from 4 to 5 today for Midday Magazine. We're welcoming in part one at 4 o'clock, Caitlin Kessler, our good friend from the Wisconsin Beef Council. We're talking beef.
Yeah.
It's going to be
fun. What's for dinner?
Yes. And in part two, our really good friend Laura Huber, 4-H educator with UW Extension. I want to talk to Laura about being at the fair and some other stuff.
Yeah.
Always a great conversation with Laura. Mm-hmm. We want to also mention that tomorrow it's not only Playmakers from 5 to 6, but we will also have Assumption High School football taking on Pacelli Friday on 105.5 WIRI. Our pregame kicks off at 6:50.
Awesome.
Keep that in mind. We just got a huge downpour here in Rapids.
Mm-hmm.
It settled down a little bit. I don't know how or if this is going to affect the Wisconsin Rapids Downtown Farmers Market that is going on until 2 at 220 First Avenue South, as far as I know. But keep that in mind. Bring an umbrella if you're stopping by there, and buy local, support local. That includes our local vendors, everybody.
Yeah, it does look like the rain should clear out about noon.
Rain or shine, our good friend Pete Ravel and Four on the Floor are going to be performing from 2 to 4 this afternoon at the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center at 2651 8th Street South.
On a Thursday? Wow.
Yeah, wait. Oh, did I get that? I got that mucked up, didn't I?
It was usually on Wednesdays.
Nope.
I could be wrong.
The first and third Thursday of every month.
There we go.
Be sure
was wrong.
Check them out and check out the Central Wisconsin Cultural Center while you're there, everybody. It's a great.
They have great art display.
It is almost the definition of buying local and supporting local.
You'll find unique gifts there that you can't find anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Got a drive-through mobile food pantry happening this Friday, tomorrow from 10 to noon over at Feeding at Focus.
I think it's at the City Garage.
It's at the City Garage. It's with Focus. I apologize.
Yes.
It's with Focus, and it's at the Wisconsin Rapids City Garage at 1411 Chase Street in Wisconsin Rapids. It's open to the public for those in need of food. Spread the word about this. Do not exit your vehicle. Follow the directions posted on signs. And make sure there's room in your vehicle's trunk or back seat to accommodate the food.
Yes.
And while you're there, please be patient and thank the people that are volunteering and helping out with this amazing event.
And they ask that you don't show up early.
Yeah. Yeah. We really appreciate our friends at Focus. We say a good morning to them doing some of the harder work in this community. Keep it up, everybody. Speaking of doing great work, walk off debt for school meals. All are welcome to join us for a 1.5-mile walk to raise funds for the Southfield County Schools to pay off student meal debt. Walkers are asked to collect donations from their faith, community, friends, and family. Checks can be made out to the Port Edwards UMC. The money will be donated to area schools to pay off meal debt. Cash is accepted. Wear your walking shoes, bring your energy and your smiles and good attitudes, and have some fun. The walk begins and ends at the First Congressional UCC at 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. This event sponsored by GRACE, the Greater Rapids Area Churches for Ecumenism.
Nice.
Appreciate them doing that, and appreciate our good friends at the Historic Point Boss keeping history alive.
Yeah.
They got their... go ahead.
The fair is this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, their harvest fair from 10 to 4. Join them for this. It's going to be a really good time and very affordable. They make sure that they make everything affordable for communities out there, and we appreciate them doing that. Support them. Join them from 9 to 11 for the foraging class, or 1 o'clock, the pavilion dedication that's going to be happening. Games throughout the day. It's such a fun time and a great way to keep history alive. Historic Point Boss. You can find out more at historicpointboss.com.
Do need to pre-register for that foraging class, so make sure you do that if you want to attend.
Go to the website, historicpointboss.com, register for that, and as well, find out about volunteering opportunities with them.
Mm-hmm. But you'll learn about sauerkraut making, apple press siding, or cider, apple pressing for cider, and corn husking and shelling. Get your thumbs ready.
There's so many cool events over there. Be sure to check all that out, everybody. And be sure to get ready for the Downtown Grand Affair going on from 10 to 3.
Sunday.
This Sunday.
It's a busy weekend.
Kick off autumn the right way with the Downtown Grand Affair. It's going to be a lot of fun down there. Say hi to all of our locals. Enjoy and buy local. Support local, everybody. A shout out to our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Find out more at wisconsinrapidschamber.com.
And support our local vendors.
Mm-hmm. Goes a long way, everybody. A pit bull at a shelter in D.C. finally got adopted after more than 3 years of being passed over. She showed up to the shelter pregnant in 2020 and also helped raise dozens of other puppies that got adopted. Now, after 1,263 days of waiting, she has finally got a forever home.
Oh, that's heartbreaking and melting at the same time.
You can make your own good story of the day by reaching out to our friends at the Southwick County Humane Society, who had joined us with our Pet of the Week every Thursday. Find out more at swchs.com, swchs.com.
You can fill out a form to volunteer right there.
Mm-hmm. And somebody please adopt these animals before I do. Reach out to them and find out ways that you can help and be involved with them. I encourage you to do so. Again, swchs.com. Great show today, Melissa.
Yeah, you too, James. Stay dry.
You too. Have a good one. Be good to each other out there. We will talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Winder, Georgia is trying to cope with a school shooting that left two teachers and two students.